Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka. One of Fukuoka's famous tourist attractions is Yatai. Have you ever experienced an evening in one of these food stalls? The streets of Tenjin, Nakasu, and Nagahama are lined with these stalls at night, and from Hakata cuisine to international dishes, there are various types of stalls, which makes it hard to decide sometimes which one to choose. If you've lived in Fukuoka for a long time, you have probably been asked at least once for a recommendation on which yatai to visit. I know I have. Good news for you if you can never come up with a place on the spot. Now Fukuoka, the city of yatai, has introduced the nation's first yatai concierge. Made to help all of us residents trying to make recommendations, first-time yatai users, and tourists looking for a good place to eat, the yatai concierge has opened at the Tourist Information Center in the International Terminal of Fukuoka Airport. The concierge provides yatai recommendations, explains a bit about how to dine at them, as well as how to enjoy them, sharing the charm of these local food stalls. It operates year-round from 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. So, be sure to share this information with those visiting Fukuoka to help them experience this city's yatai culture.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. The Fukuoka City International Center offers free legal consultation and personal counseling for the international residents of Fukuoka City. Legal consultations are available from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on the first Saturday of every month and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the third Wednesday of the month. Each session runs for 45 minutes and is completely free. However, you do need to make a reservation to consult with the lawyer. Free English interpretation services are also available, so if you will need an interpreter, please mention that when you make your reservation. Personal counseling services are available every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday with the Japanese clinical psychologist in English or Japanese. Reservations are necessary, so please make one if you are interested. Both types of consultations ensure strict confidentiality, so you can feel at ease when you come to these consultations. Reservations will be taken from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays. For detailed inquiries, please contact 0120-66-1799. Again, that number is 0120-66-1799. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.